This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Another child dies from fentanyl exposure, this time at a women's shelter in Flatbush. Let's go to our Glenn Shuck.
4-year-old boy losing his life after being exposed to the drug. It was inside this shelter here at 4612 Glenwood Road here in Brooklyn. Cops got the call yesterday, the 911 coming in about 8 yesterday morning, racing over here using Narcan to try to stabilize the child. He was taken from here in critical condition, but he later died at Maimonides. So now an active investigation, both of the boy's parents in custody, being questioned throughout the day into the night by police in the 63rd precinct. We still have not gotten any word as to charges. We don't have the identity quite yet of this child. We should have that later this morning. I should mention hazmat teams also spent most of the day into last night here inside this building taking out drug paraphernalia. I'm being told that is now being tested. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Flatbush.
The House Oversight Committee holds a hearing today on sanctuary cities. Eric Adams will be among those testifying.
Mayor Adams will sit side by side with 3 other sanctuary city mayors where they'll be grilled on those policies.
I just hope that we could have a very civil conversation around a very complex topic that many cities have inherited.
The committee issued an explosive video citing crimes committed by illegal migrants, noting the suspect arrested for setting a woman on fire in the New York City subway. Political strategist Bob Liff says it might get complicated for Eric Adams.
Problem for the mayor may be that he takes incoming from Democrats and Republicans.
Because of the perception he's cooperating with the Trump administration to get his federal indictment dismissed. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Governor Hochul weighing in on the race for mayor of New York by declining to weigh in.
In the midst of a fight with the Trump administration over congestion pricing, proposed Medicaid cuts, and cuts to the federal workforce, Governor Hochul said she is not focused on the mayor's race.
There has to be at least one adult in the state of New York who's focused not on politics, not elevating their own personal career, not their own ambitions, but is actually governing and running the state.
When Andrew Cuomo resigned amid sexual harassment claims in 2021, Hochul became the state's first female governor.
I've changed the laws to protect victims and to give them more rights. So I will continue to be a champion.
She said she's not endorsing any candidate. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD on the case following a fatal stabbing in Brooklyn. Cops were called to DeSales Place and Broadway in Bushwick just before 9 last night. There they found a 41-year-old man with stab wounds to the back and chest. He later died at the hospital. So far, no word on a motive and no arrests. Anyone with information has to call 800-577-TIPS. He's got an exhibit at the New York Historical Society. Now, HBO is doing a documentary about Flacco the Owl. He's the Eurasian Eagle Owl who escaped from the Central Park Zoo after someone messed with his enclosure. He managed to survive in the urban wild and was even thriving when a little more than a year later he died after he flew into a building. Rat poison was later found in his system. Well, the documentary's director tells Gothamists they're looking for New Yorkers now to share their stories about Flacco. You can get all the info at flaccodocumentary.com. If you live in the city and recently got a dog, chances are you named the pooch Luna. Data from the City Health Department shows that name was registered 591 times for dog licenses around the 5 boroughs, last year. Bella, which was the top name of 2022, came in second, 531. Other popular names, Milo, Coco, Max, and Charlie. A pink poodle named Molly, the subject of a police chase in Garfield, New Jersey.
7 pounds and fast. It was like chasing cotton candy. She took off for us for a good hour, up and down the riverbank.
Officer Benjamin Marcisa telling ABC 7 they got a call about Molly, who had gotten away from her person, and during the chase jumped into the Passaic River. Sandra Shelter Drone had given the dog to a friend, says Molly's hairdo helped.
So the color did help. It's a plant-based vegan pet dye. Huge big thank you to the Garfield Police Station, the rescue team. They went beyond.
Yeah, rescuers say it was like chasing cotton candy. In the end, they say Molly managed to swim the length of a football field toward Clifton before the fire department deployed two boats and got her. They say Molly is okay.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.